Scott won the Alaska Distinguished Young Women competition in March when she competed against 7 other Alaska high school girls. As a state winner, she advanced to the national competition, which took place the last 2 weeks of June in steamy Mobile, Alabama. Scott stopped by KRBD soon after her trip, clearly relieved to be back in cool, rainy southeast Alaska.
The heat was definitely something that I wasn't used to.
While in Mobile, Scott spent the first week not actually competing. Instead, she tells us she bonded with the other girls from across the country during that time. One way to connect was through community service.
We did a lot of things in the Mobile community. We did community service. I ended up picking the community service. We worked with an organization called United Cerebral Palsy, and we worked with kids with special needs. And other people decided to go to help community gardens and help schools.
Most of the competition portion took place the second week, with days of rehearsals preceding the 3-day onstage event. One portion of the competition was decided before Scott even arrived in Mobile, though. 3 judges had scored each contestant in the Scholastics category.
Scholastics is different from the rest of the judging because the Scholastic judges are totally separate. They're 3 judges from different schools. And they judge Scholastics based on course rigor, test scores, GPA, things like that.
The interview category took place before the onstage portion. For that, each girl speaks with a panel of judges, basically having a conversation. Scott says that topics varied from silly questions like, if you could be a kitchen utensil, which would you be and why, to broader political questions such as, what should we do about the conflict in Syria? But in the end, she adds, the judges score contestants on poise, vocal control, and decorum, more than content. There is a panel of 5 judges, all with varied backgrounds. This year's competition included a dance professor from Tennessee, a national theater actor, and a former program winner who is classically trained in piano and violin.
They get people with a wide variety of backgrounds and experiences. Usually they try to pick people who have experience in the talents so they can accurately judge talent.
For the talent category, Scott performed a tap dance set to the song All I Do Is Dream of You from the movie Singing in the Rain. She also performed that piece for the state competition. Scott notes that a lot of performers were in this competition, resulting in dancers, singers, and singer-dancers, as she called them.
Distinguished young women always had a strong background in the performing arts, so a lot of the kids who do this competition usually have performing arts to present as their talent. And just because, you know, it is a stage setting and it's much easier to present a talent such as that on stage.
Along with talent, the onstage competition featured a fitness segment where contestants danced a choreographed 10-minute routine. For that, each girl is judged on stamina, execution, and even body tone. For the self-expression category, Scott's topic was women's struggle for recognition in mainstream media and their rising voice on the internet. She was asked what subject she would focus on if she could start her own internet blog.
I decided to talk about history because I'm very interested in history. I'm majoring in history. But I also wanted to relate it to the fact that women were underrepresented in mainstream media because I also felt that, you know, some women are underrepresented in traditional high school history courses. So I talked about how I would write a blog about women throughout history and their accomplishments to help empower girls of all ages.
The 3 onstage events occurred over 2 days. All 50 girls alternated these events and were ranked by the judges. Ultimately, only 10 girls made the cut for the final competition, which was webcast live on June 29th. Scott did not make the cut, but she says she felt a bit of relief upon discovering the bittersweet news. She explains that once she was out of a competitive mindset, she could relax with her new friends.
I was not called as part of the final 10, but I cannot tell you what, like, a relief came over me because all the stress just went away. And for the 40 other girls, which we like to call ourselves the Elite 40, it made us so much more strong in our bond because we weren't competing against each other anymore. And I mean, we had all become great friends, but the fact that the competition wasn't there anymore meant that we could just relax and get along. In those final hours, we had a blast.
Reflecting on the experience, Scott looks back on the camaraderie she developed with the other girls and describes her most memorable moment.
For a night, we went to a place called Camp Grace, and it's a camp that normally hosts camps for people with special needs or disabilities. Like they had recently hosted a camp for people with cerebral palsy. They were hosting a camp for kids with cancer. But they always welcome us every summer. And we do a high ropes course. it helps us to connect as a team and do team building, because it's a course that you can't do by yourself. You have to use other people to get through it. But we also just did fun activities like camping stuff. We had a bonfire. We roasted marshmallows. We went swimming. And it was just a really great time to bond with everyone. And they did it right at the beginning of the week. So right away, we all felt like we were really close. So that was one of the most memorable experiences for me.
Scott has some advice for other college-bound high schoolers.
Apply for every scholarship you can and don't stress. I think one of the biggest problems that not just girls but high school seniors have is that they stress out so much about, you know, finding the right school, being able to pay for it, getting scholarships, finding a place where you feel like you can succeed. It will all work out if you just, you know, try and apply for as much as you can and work hard, then everything will fall into place.
She also hopes to return next March to help host the 2014 Alaska Distinguished Young Women Competition. Scott will attend Seattle University, where she plans to major in history and economics with a minor in French. In Ketchikan, I'm Marco Torres.